This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expects significant de-escalation on Wednesday in its military confrontation with the Palestinians amid intense efforts to reach a ceasefire. Airstrikes and rocket fire continue in Gaza in the conflict that has since May 10th claimed more than 225 Palestinian lives, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, and killed 12 people in Israel, according to police there. As diplomatic efforts intensify, Germany says its top diplomat is heading to Jerusalem for talks on Thursday. The U.S., a key Israel ally, has repeatedly blocked adoption of a joint U.N. Security Council statement calling for a halt to hostilities. It said Wednesday it would not support a proposed resolution calling for a ceasefire, saying it could undermine efforts to de-escalate the crisis. U.S. military officials also said Wednesday Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin urged de-escalation during a call with his Israeli counterpart, but underscored his continued support for Israel's right to defend itself. Nearly three dozen U.S. Republican lawmakers in the House of Representatives joined hundreds of Democrats Wednesday voting to create an independent commission to investigate the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol by then-President Donald Trump supporters. Republican leaders had worked to kill a bipartisan bill to establish the commission, but 175 House Republicans did vote against the measure following a request from former President Donald Trump, but 35 from the American right-wing party joined 217.